When I was a young Jesuit here in studies at SLU, I lived with Brother Tom Naughton. Brother Tom was a social worker, and he ministered at hospice. His ministry was to care for the dying and their families. And Brother Tom was fond of saying, "You know, the one thing I've learned in my ministry and in my work in hospice is that 10 out of 10 people die." Think about it. Tom had a very up-close and personal and experience of death, and what he had learned from that is how we don't like to talk about that fundamental fact, the famous denial of death, that we do anything and everything to subvert and to put down and push away and take all of our energies from thinking and pondering and reflecting upon that fundamental truth. 10 out of 10 people die. Everyone in this church will die. So what do we do with that? Well, if we're good Americans, first off, we won't think about that. We will think about anything and everything but that. And we will find distractions and ways to amuse ourselves and all those different ways to put that reality as far from us as we possibly can. Isn't it funny that the one thing we all know will happen to all of us is the one thing we don't want to consider? You could make an argument that all religions are fundamentally about death, about that confrontation of that ultimate reality. And so all faiths wrestle with that notion. And what Christians bring to the wrestling match, to seeking what that might mean for us as human beings, is this sense of life and death as being seen together. The Sadducees were literalists when it came to their interpretation of Judaism. They only followed the scriptures. Not the traditions, the scriptures. Whatever the scriptures say, that's what they will do. And as they read the scriptures, they saw no resurrection. And so they come to Jesus with this elaborate and seemingly ridiculous question. But it's rooted in the book of Deuteronomy. What will you do? 7 brothers, all married the same woman, all died childless. Who will he be in the resurrection? What do you think about that, Jesus? Figure that out, Jesus. Well, Jesus responds in a very clever way. He says, "You know, you just quoted Moses. Well, let me quote Moses back to you. That when Moses saw the burning bush, God said to him, 'I am the God of Jacob, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am, not I was, I am.'" And Jesus says, that means he is the God of the living and not of the dead. That presently Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob share in that life. Our life is rooted in that fundamental truth. Just as that fundamental truth of death is part of our reality, as people of faith, the fundamental truth that God is the God of the living. And God's life is stronger than death. God's love is more powerful even than the grave. That's why we come together on Sundays, the day of the resurrection, when we are reminded that we share in that resurrection, and that fundamentally, as people of faith, we know that Christ died and rose for us to share in that new life. Paul said, if there's no resurrection, we are the most pitiable of people. That we have been set free. That death has no sting for us, because God is the God of the living. God's love is stronger than anything. And that Christ who died and rose is the one who gives that life to us. That's the most fundamental aspect of who we are. If Jesus has not been raised, what's the point? If Jesus is not enjoying life as the risen Lord now, then he's simply a philosopher, a life coach, a Semitic Socrates. But he is the way and the truth and the life. And that life is what we share. As Catholics, we're not afraid of that ultimate reality of death, because we know that is transcended by the love and life of God in Jesus Christ for us. We know that is who we are and who we will be. Every November, we remember those who have gone before us. We honor them in our church, because we know that they remain connected to us. They are part of us. They are the great cloud of witnesses that has gone before us. And they share in life. And that is where we're headed. We are not headed ultimately for death, but rather we are ultimately headed for the God who gave us life and will always give us life. The God whose love is stronger than anything else. Stronger than death. Stronger than our fears. Stronger than our despair. He is indeed, as Jesus said, the God, not of the dead, of the living.